Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We'll see how the morning goes. Been up since 12:30.
Wait, what?
12:30 as of midnight plus 30.
Why?
I had to go tinkle. So I peed, and then boop, couldn't turn the mind off. So here we are. I contemplated coming into work right around 1 a.m. when I was laying there just staring at my phone. I was like, I should probably just come in. But I didn't, because I was like, that's nutty. Why would I do that?
I feel so bad for you right now. That's how your mind works. You can't.
A lot on the mind, Katie Cat. I got a big job interview today, management position at the Golden Corral.
Okay, that's why you're dressed so fancy.
Good luck.
just a lot. I got a lot going on in there. And it's the whole curse of the morning show position. You know, I know many people who have been on morning shows for years and years and years, and it starts jacking with you at some point.
Huh.
And it's happening. Dun, dun, dun.
Does that, like, start right away?
No.
Because I think,
I'm a couple decades into this, you know, insane schedule, so, you know, the heart palpitations come with it.
Oh, I was just talking to somebody yesterday about sleeping with this schedule, though, and I don't have a problem with it. I also live by myself, and so there's nobody.
Zero responsibility.
Yeah, and I have responsibility.
Well,
I just have control.
What time should I go for my walk?
I have control over my environment, and so
really
I don't
do.
Have to deal with children running around at 7:30 when I'm trying to sleep. I was just talking to somebody about how I lay down at 7 at night, and I read, and I am sleeping by 8 o'clock.
Cute.
I know. It's awesome, Mike. But so I just was wondering.
I was on
an
HOA meeting for 2 hours last night.
But the morning show curse thing. I was wondering if does that develop? As
yeah, you'll get it eventually.
I don't want it.
unless they shut this bad boy down in the next year and a half but
I do want it actually. Scratch that.
Yeah, you'll eventually get it. But yes, mine is extremely accentuated by outside factors.
Oh, I'm sorry you've been up that long.
Right. That's okay. I guess what the bottom line is I just need to leave my family and then I'll be fine and I'll get some sleep.
That's it.
You know
that's
what
I'm getting from your circumstance.
I started getting sleep when I moved out on my own.
Well, there it is. You'll find
sorry,
me down
Nick
at the
Mac.
Holiday Inn. Yeah, sorry, honey.
I'm so sorry.
Katie essentially just said I need to leave the family so I survive. So.
So we can get sleep.
So I get some sleep. So
I mean, at least get an apartment.
Yeah, so a little condo downtown or something. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. I don't know. I will say, though, that I liked your little story briefly. I was like, oh, don't say any more. Off the air, you said you almost got pulled over or something yesterday?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing is I went to go wash my car yesterday, and I went to a place that did not do a good job at all. And this is the second time I've been there, so I'm not going to go there again. I thought maybe it was just something with their machine before, but it's close to my house, and it didn't do a good job. And so I had to go to Walmart to pick up some things. And in the Walmart I go to, there's a building next to it that I don't know what they do there, but the parking lot is always super empty. Like, nobody ever goes there. I don't know if there's just not a business in this building or what, but I was like that because my car had like droplets on it, you know what I mean? So it didn't like dry it correctly.
Yeah.
So then it was causing those stains of having the water on it and everything. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to drive super fast across this parking lot and dry my car. And so I
seems legit. That seems like what a reasonable person would do.
Isn't that what you do?
Let me gun it through a parking lot.
Don't you gun it to dry your car off?
Oh, like, absolutely.
That's totally
I generally try
Come
to find
on.
A school zone, though,
it's
to do that.
The parking lot is safe. That's where I was like, this is where you do it. You don't want to do
nobody
it on
here.
The street.
No people
you
here.
You don't want to do it. Exactly.
No
there was
carts.
Nobody in the parking lot. It's empty. So I start at one end of the parking lot and I just gun it and I'm like, go speed break, sir. Like, I'm having fun with it. And then
He's
I look.
Doing donuts.
I know. And then
Vin
I
Diesel
look,
over here.
I look to my left.
Whoop, whoop.
There is a police officer sitting behind a tree waiting to get people who go past the Walmart because it's only a 35 and people go 45, 50 all the time in the street. So I see there's an officer. I don't think he's looking at me right away because, again, he's looking to his right trying to catch people on the actual street. But then he turns
like,
his head and he just sees me cruising past him going like 55 in a parking lot.
Why did he not get you?
I am not kidding. You know what he did? He did the bloop. did the little light quick thing.
Yeah.
And I stopped and I got out of that parking
lot. My bad.
So slow, fast. Like, so I was like going like 10, but very like, you know, aggressively. Like, oh my gosh, please don't pull me. I cannot imagine this ticket. Like, what would it even get me for? Like, going
public intoxication.
55 and a 4. Like, it was so funny.
Can you just write a ticket for being an idiot?
I know. Like, I'm so sorry. But I really, I genuinely thought that justification of, I'm drying my car off. Like, you should go talk to the car wash people. Like, this is their fault. Like,
they make me go 55 miles an hour.
Exactly. Bless your heart. I needed to dry off my car. So anyway, but I'm so glad I didn't, like, thank you, officer, right? Like, clearly, I think he knew.
He didn't have the time. He's like, look at this clown.
He's like, I don't even want to deal.
He knows her by name. He goes, that's Katie.
So anyway, I did not get pulled over. But
that's
man,
good. Thank God.
There is a chance.
But your car looks great.
No, it doesn't. It looks awful.
Streaky.
Well,
Katie,
streaky.
Whatever takes the look off the hail damage.
Well,
I mean,
and that's the thing. Hey. Hey.
Whatever takes the focus off the hail damage.
Hey.
You probably should just leave it dirty.
Stop it.
I'm surprised you even wash it, honestly. It looks like a golf ball.
Oh.
Somebody get Katie a new car
You're
immediately.
You're not wrong, though.
I'm not wrong.